walk-in vaccination clinics are open from today for anyone in Ireland over the age of 16 who's not yet vaccinated against COVID-19. The clinics will administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. It will be a first dose only, with subsequent jabs to be arranged by text message. To tell us more, we're joined on the line now by Damien McCallion, the HSE's lead for the vaccination rollout. Damien, good morning.
Good morning.
There will be a walk-in centre, I think, in each county in the state. Where can people find out where exactly they'll be located?
Yeah, so the rationale for this, I guess, is while we've very good uptakes on our vaccination programme with, you know, over 71% of the population fully vaccinated and 86% partially vaccinated, I suppose as we move towards the end of this phase of the programme, we were conscious that we want to try and maximise the number of people and give people the maximum opportunity to get vaccinated. So details of this initiative are on hse.ie, and people will see the vaccination centres under Find Vaccination Centre. It's run over this weekend. It commences today, but substantially most of the centres that are offering this will start from tomorrow. Not all centres will be running up, but the vast majority are, so people should check to make sure that the centre that they're interested in is scheduled to run walk-in clinics. What's important is they are at designated times, and are substantial times, so there's plenty of scope within that, but people can't turn up outside those times, so we just ask people to respect that. One of the main purposes here is, as I say, to encourage more uptake. We're also conscious that we're in the holiday season, so people, for example, from one part of the country, for example, Dublin, who may be holidaying in Kerry or Clare or wherever, can actually turn up in those centres where they're holidaying. So that's another advantage over the bank holiday weekend, and that was one of the other reasons behind this. So you can go to any clinic. As you said, it is the Pfizer vaccine. It is for first doses only. And it commences from today and will run over the weekend through to Monday. And all of the times and all of the centres are listed on hse.ie. Okay.
And we will also tweet a link to those times and locations on the Morning Ireland Twitter account. And they're also available on the RTE News website. What do people need to bring with them in order to get a vaccine?
Yeah, so it's the normal photo identification, or for 16 or 17-year-olds who don't have a photo ID, just they can take a copy of their birth cert. Ideally, people have their PPS number, but again, you know, that's not essential in all cases. We do try and accommodate people who, for various reasons, may not have a PPS number, but certainly facilitates the smooth operation of the centres if people have that identification and have their PPS number. The normal details are set out on hse.ie then, in terms of what you need as if you're registering online, but essentially it takes the online step out of the process and allows people to turn up and be vaccinated at the centre.
And this is for people who are age 16 or older. If you are 16 or 17, do you need to have parental consent to visit one of these vaccine centres?
No, that isn't essential for 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds. It's the same process as people can register online at 16 or 17. The consent process will apply to the next stage of the programme, which is around our younger people between 12 and 15 years of age.
And you said that if you're on holidays, Damien, we'll say if you're in Kerry or Clare or Cork you're returning maybe back up the country later, you can walk into one of these centres, but you'll get your second dose closer to where you live. Is that right?
That's right. The system will look at your home address and will allocate an appointment to you close to your home address. So if you take it, that's in 4 weeks' time. That would hopefully suit the majority of people. And in some circumstances, again, if that doesn't, HSE Live have always accommodated rescheduling requests for people as well. So essentially, if you are on holidays at the moment, you can turn up in one of the designated centres this weekend, and then your second dose will be closer to your home address. And as I say, as ever, we also have the option through HSE Live for people to reschedule if needs be.
Okay. Now, when will younger children, those aged between 12 and 16, be offered a vaccine?
So the National Immunisation Advisory Council, NIAC, came out this week with their latest advice, which is that the 12 to 15-year-olds should and could be vaccinated. And I think people should take assurance from that, in the sense that NIAC, right through this process, have looked at the evidence, looked at the science, and come up with recommendations based on the best evidence available. So I'd hope that people take comfort for that. Certainly for parents, that's really important to know that process has happened. From an operational perspective then, the population is around about 300,000, 280,000 people that are in that age group. What we're looking at the moment is there were very specific requirements set out by NIAC in relation to ensuring that people got age-appropriate information and that there was a consent process in place for parents of those children. So we're working on that at the moment. The other piece that involves substantial changes for us is in relation to the system. So our system has essentially been based on adults and consent, and now we're incorporating consent into our system, into registration, scheduling, and so on. So we hope to have the sort of timescale for that over the coming days. But we would expect to commence it within the next couple of weeks. And we'll announce that formally probably next week in terms of the target
date. So you need to make some adjustments to your website first for the registration process to allow for those consent forms and so on. And you think it'll be done in the next couple of weeks, is it?
Yeah, our aim is to start as quickly as possible. Clearly, we're also conscious of the school start dates in September, so we certainly would expect to be launching that program within the next couple of weeks. But there are substantial changes to our IT system, not just the registration, but also the scheduling system and other aspects of the system.
So do you expect younger children then to be, those between 12 and 16, to be offered a vaccine this month, or sorry, in August?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's over the next few weeks when we hope to commence, so it's just really setting down the exact date when we would launch the registration for that age group. I think what's important to say as well is that while the vaccination centres will remain a key part of that, we also plan to use GPs and pharmacies have been key through this programme, and we would hope that they will also be participating in the 12 to 15-year-olds for a couple of reasons. One is geography in some cases, but we're also conscious maybe that large vaccination centres for certain young people, perhaps with disability, with autism, with other medical conditions, that it may be appropriate to offer access outside of the vaccine centres.
Yes,
so the model will use all of those.
There are some children who are going to be harder to reach, perhaps because of their family circumstances. It was an issue raised by Barnardo's on this programme during the week. Let's listen now to what Suzanne Connolly, CEO of Barnardo's, told Morning Ireland earlier this week.
I think what's really important is that the Minister gives consideration to how to make it accessible to all communities. And as we know, some communities are more likely to avail of opportunities than others. So it needs to make it available in more socio-economic disadvantaged communities, so it's easy for parents to bring their children. The other thing I think is important is the government has a really clear information plan so the parents feel confident that they have the up-to-date medical advice when they're making decisions with their children in relation to the vaccine.
Damien McCallion, what can you do for those children whose family circumstances perhaps may not allow them to be brought by a parent to a vaccination centre or a GP?
Yes, so I think there's two things that have worked for us well in terms of achieving the high uptake rates that we have so far. One is good information, which was referred to there by Barnardo's, both in terms of wider public information, but also information specific to the person at the point of when they've been vaccinated. And again, NIAC were very clear on that. The second is access. So vaccination centres have worked very well, and we have a massive network with over 40 centres, which is a significant number relative to our population. But as I said, in addition to that, we see GPs and pharmacies playing a role. What I would also say, though, in terms of getting into those communities is, from a HSE perspective, like, we have a lot of experience of working with those communities. We're conscious that health inequalities in general terms in socially disadvantaged communities, not just in terms of vaccination, but in other areas, and we would have teams that work with those communities and people in those communities to try and encourage people to participate in whatever the health service is. So we will continue to work with those communities locally. We will monitor as we go as well to try and see are there gaps that are there, and then look at what we need to do to try and ensure that we address that as we go. But broadly speaking, our focus would be to work with those communities, ensure the right information is provided, and give as much access as possible to people to maximise the opportunity for people to take the vaccine.
All right, Damien McCallion, the HSE's lead for the vaccination rollout programme. Thank you for joining us.